This podcast is a ministry of Oriole Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.oriolechristianassembly.org.
Sunday, and how many know 50 days from Resurrection Sunday is what? Who knows? Somebody tell me. 50 days in May starts with a P. Pentecost. Amen. Pentecost Sunday is coming. Amen. And we want to talk about that today. Praise God. We want to talk about Pentecost and what is really going to begin to happen more than we've ever seen before. But before I do that, I want to just read you about, because I was going to read about all these, but I'm not going to do that today. I don't feel to do that. But where we went is really a special place. I want to say that to you. And we thank God for Dr. and Bishop Bill Hammond. Okay? He is a tremendous man of God. And I want to read you a little bit of his background so you understand who this person is. Because I think most of you here have never heard of him. Okay? This is what it says. It says, Dr. Bill Hammond is the founder of Christian International Ministries. He is a prophet for more than 50 years. He has prophesied to more than 50,000 people and provided training for over 250,000 in prophetic ministry. Did you hear some of those numbers I said to you? Okay. He's been all over. Okay, God has used him tremendously. He is like the prophet of prophets of our day today. Okay? It says here, he has authored 7 major books specializing in the restoration of the church and what to expect next on God's agenda. He serves as bishop over 700 ministers and churches and CI's headquarters on 5 continents. Okay? He is worldwide. 5 continents. He has pastors and churches that are under his covering. Okay? He's international. But where we were is home. That's his home base. Okay? CI headquarters. All right? Bill and Evelyn, his wife Evelyn, of 52 years, have 3 children, 11 grandchildren, and 7 great-grandchildren. Okay. Now, at this conference, let me just share this to you. Bishop Hammond spoke at one session, and I'm not going to get into that today. But he spoke, it was on the 9th of April. And that same night, at 5 o'clock in the morning, his wife took a spill. And she hit her head. I forgot exactly where she hit her head, but she had stitches. And she, I don't know if it was her back. She got messed up in her back. And it was because of the move of God, okay? How many know when things are happening in the church, in your life, and ministry is going forth, the devil's mad, okay? And he's going to attack. And this happened the very next night that she fell and all this stuff happened. Well, you could say, and maybe she just took a fall. Sometimes that happens. But the way this all happened, we knew it was the enemy trying to come against this family, okay? She's okay from what we heard. She did have to go in the hospital and do some things, but she's home and she's going to be okay, thank God. But it could have been real serious. How many know when you fall and you hit your head, that could be, you know, critical, amen? So thank God that she's all right. But this is who is the bishop of this ministry of Christian International. And we really thank God for them. When it comes to the apostolic and the prophetic anointings in our world today, we believe that this ministry, in my opinion, is on top. Okay? There's other ministries that flow that way, who give good teaching, but they are so thorough, they're excellent. Okay? And God has connected us with them. We've been connected with this ministry for probably about 6 years, okay? something like that. And it really has blessed us. And I want to share this with you too. The church that we were a part of for 24 years, we flowed in the gifts of the Spirit. Okay? We flowed in the prophetic. But when we connected with this ministry, God taught us more. How many know we need to learn? Amen? We need to understand how it works. And that's why since we've been here, I have taught a lot on the gifts of the Spirit. I've taught on the apostolic and the prophetic and what it means. When you think of the apostolic mantle, I want you to think of wisdom, okay? Apostolic means to be the sent ones, those who are sent out. Apostles were sent out to go and minister. How many know the 12 apostles, right? Well, there is apostles today too, okay? Some churches don't believe that, but there is. And there really are prophets today too, okay? My wife has a prophetic mantle on her, okay? A lot of times we don't say it, prophetess. I have said it. Some of you might not agree with it, and some will. That's okay, all right? I know what is in her. I know what mantle she has, okay? And together, because of the anointing on our lives, God has given us an apostolic and prophetic anointing, okay? And you here at Oriole should be thankful for that, praise God, because we're going to move in the wisdom of God, and when we talk about the prophetic, we talk about understanding, and we talk about revelation. How many know the prophetic is to give you revelation? Anybody with me today? All right, praise God. So, and I'm going to share this with you. I don't say this very much, okay? I have received many prophetic words, okay, from the Lord. I have many prophetic words that I have written down. When we were away 2 weeks ago, we received another prophetic word, okay? And the woman didn't know me from Adam, okay? And she was actually from Chicago, but this is a black couple who is in Florida now. They're serving there in the ministry. And she said to me as they were talking to us, she says, I see the Lord telling me that you are an apostle. That's what she said to me. And she wanted a response from me. I said, God has told me that before, okay? But it has not manifested yet, okay? And I believe when it's time, when God says you're an apostle, it'll happen. How many know what I'm saying? I'm your pastor today, amen? Apostles are pastors too. Do you know that? Boy, it's real quiet here today, amen? All right, praise God. But I know in my life, God has given me a prophetic mantle also, an apostolic mantle. And those are words you shouldn't be afraid of because that's what the kingdom of God is about. We're supposed to be apostolic. What does that mean? That we're going to grow the kingdom. We're all sent to reach the world. How many are with me today? All right? So don't be afraid of those terms because they're scriptural. It's the word of God. And in the last days, we're going to read today, this is what God's going to do. You're going to see the apostolic flow like we've never seen it before. Meaning, people are going to get saved. All right? People are going to get saved like we've never seen before because of the apostolic anointing. All right? People are going to be reached. And with that is going to be the word of God is going to be spoken, the prophetic flow of God. God is going to speak revelation to us. He's going to speak understanding to us. Because how many know today we need wisdom and understanding? Amen? God is going to give it to us. Praise the Lord. So I wanted to give that to you, and I want to get right into the message today. Okay? In the next few weeks, as God leads me, I'm going to bring out some things to you that were given to us to help you, to make you understand Where are we in time right now? Okay, in the church, our church and the big church, the kingdom of God. What is God saying through the word of the Lord? Okay, how many want to know that? Amen, you should. Because we want to be on the cutting edge, okay? We want to be right where God wants us to be. Praise God. Turn with me to Acts chapter 2. While you're finding that, last week We had an evangelist here. Amen? So we're going to see the fivefold anointing every time we get together. Sometimes God might have some apostles come here, some prophets, some evangelists, some other pastors, and some teachers. Amen? We need the what? Hand of God to operate. The whole hand of God. For years, it's only been pastor, teacher, and evangelist maybe. But what happened to the other two fingers? God's not handicapped. Amen? You know, the church on the whole suppressed it. Okay? Oh, because of wrong teaching and wrong doctrine. Oh, you know, there's no more apostles. There's no real true prophets. That's wrong. There is. Okay? Not everybody that says they're a prophet is a prophet. I understand that. Okay? You'll know somebody by their fruit. Amen? You'll know if someone's true or not. All right? Praise God. All right, let me get into work because I got a lot I want to give you today. I'm really excited here today. Praise God. Here's my title for you. Amen. Wednesday, if you were here, you got to see a video, okay, about from one of these sessions that we were at. And the pastor, he was a pastor. Now he's actually traveling, and he's a spokesman for God. He doesn't call himself anything, but honestly, to me, he's a prophet of God for these last days. Dutch Sheets. And he talked a lot of things to us on Wednesday, but this was one of the things he said, and I want to talk about it today with other things. My title is, And Suddenly. Okay? And Suddenly. Somebody say suddenly with me. Suddenly. Suddenly. That's an important word that we're going to see in the next 9 months, 10 months, whatever you want to say. I really believe it. As we're moving in a new season, we're going to begin to see some suddenlies that we haven't seen before. Okay? Now, I'm going to give you examples of that in the Word, but not everything is a suddenly in our life. How many know that today? I'm going to give you an example real quick before I give you the Scripture. Because we're going to talk about some different things here today, but next Sunday is going to be a special day for me, okay? You say, why? Next Sunday is going to be 30 years that I've been saved, okay? 30 years. And when I got saved almost 30 years ago to the day, I had a dream after I got saved, okay? And I probably shared this with you before, but you know, in that dream, you know what God told me? God said, you're going to be a pastor here at this church. Okay. Now, I was a young baby Christian when I got that dream. But I was excited because you know what? I knew God had a call on my life. So when I got that dream, I woke up. I said, my Lord, this is you. God speaks to us in what? Dreams and visions. We're going to see that here today, okay? And so what did Pastor Rich do? He went to the pastor of the church and the associate pastor and said, you know what, I want to talk to you both because I got a dream last night. I said, okay, Rich, come on. He came, went in the office. I said, this is the dream I got. The Lord showed me in this dream that I was going to be a pastor here of this church. Now you can imagine how they reacted. I'm on fire for God. I'm a new Christian. And I'm telling the pastor I'm going to be the pastor. Now that might be kind of crazy, right? But I was young in the Lord and full of fire, and if God told me to do something, I was going to do it. How many with me today? So the pastor, he says, okay. He says, you know, maybe it's a prophetic word that you're going to become the pastor eventually. Right? This pastor that I'm talking about, he only lasted 10 months, and he was gone. Okay? Then we got another pastor, and he stayed with us for 17 years. But in those 17 years, I became an associate pastor. Okay? It didn't happen overnight. Now, let me say this to you also. The word that I felt the Lord tell me in that dream, okay, was that I was going to be the senior pastor there. Okay? That never happened. Now, sometimes things come in and distort what is supposed to happen. How many know what I'm talking about today? Sometimes people can get in the way. Sometimes events happen that cause something not to come forth. So it didn't happen as senior, but I knew God was going to have me as a senior pastor. If it wasn't there, somewhere else. Well, guess where it happened? Here. Amen? And it took for that word to come forth, okay? It actually took, because it's going to be 4 years that we're here, July 1st. It took basically like 26 years for that word to really come forth all the way. Now, how many know 26 years is not a suddenly? Amen? But you know what? 4 years ago, it became what? A suddenly. Because it happened, praise God. Amen? So God is going to speak to us and show us things, and things are going to happen. And a lot of us are probably waiting for something to happen today that you're saying, how long, Lord? Anybody with me today? You know, I talked to Sister Tina. She tells me things, and she says, you know, Pastor Rich, how long do I got to pray for my family? You know? We don't know when it's going to happen, but you know what? Suddenly, all of a sudden, they're going to get saved. One day, they might be going to hell, but then all of a sudden, at one service or at somebody's house, God is going to do something in that person's life, and what? Suddenly, they're saved. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. That's powerful. Praise God. All right, let me show you this, or I'm not going to do anything here today. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 through 4. You know this. This is the day of Pentecost here. Amen. It says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. How many are in one accord here today? Amen. It says, and what? Suddenly. Let me say it again. And suddenly, hallelujah, there came a sound from heaven. As of what? A rushing mighty wind. Oh, hallelujah. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Let me stop right now. A sound. It said that there was a sound from heaven. Amen. I think we want to hear some sounds. How about you? All of a sudden, a sound came. Amen? A sound. A sound came. And this sound was as what? A rushing mighty wind. How many have experienced a rushing mighty wind outside? That's what happened here, okay? It was a sound from heaven. Hallelujah. And they described it as a wind. Amen. Now, we know what it is to have a wind in the natural. But you know what? There's a wind that's going to come in the spirit. How many want that wind today? Amen. And it comes from a sound. Hallelujah. A sound. Amen. Let me move on here. I'll explain in a moment. In verse 3 it says, and there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. Oh, hallelujah. And they were what? All filled with the Holy Ghost. Did it say, and 50% were filled with the Holy Ghost? No, it says that they all, somebody say all today, were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. A sound from heaven. I've been in church for what now? 30 years saved, okay? I've been in meetings where, you know what? There was a sound. It may not have been literally a sound that I could hear it, all right? But there was a sound moving. There was the Holy Spirit moving. That sound came from heaven. That wind came from heaven into that church, into that service. and it was like a wind, meaning the Holy Spirit, you could feel the Spirit of God moving. Anybody with me today? That's what's going to happen, and it happens what? Suddenly. Okay? How many know every service that when we get together, it's different? Amen. But do we want the sound? Hallelujah. Do we want a sound from heaven? Hallelujah. Do we want a move of God? Let me say it that way to you. We got to have a sound to have a move of God. How many want the move of God? We had some of it here earlier. Praise God. It's going to get more. Amen. If you want it and you're looking for it, but he said here, it was a suddenly. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's going to happen when we don't expect it. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Suddenly. And it came as a rushing, mighty wind. Let me tell you, church, when the Holy Spirit and the God's anointing is in here, you're going to know it. It's going to be like literally the wind is blowing in here, but it's spiritually blowing. Amen. There's been services in the past that I've been involved in where you actually could see literally some smoke in the church. Okay? What was that? The Shekinah glory of God. In our former church, we had times where literally we saw things that we could see. The anointing of God was so strong. Because in our former church, we prayed for the Shekinah glory to come into the church. Amen. In the Old Testament, we read about it, where the glory came down, the manifestation of God. And you know what? The priest couldn't do anything. Amen. Wouldn't that be neat if you saw Pastor Rich just laying on the ground over here? Just wiped out by the Spirit. Because he can't minister because the power is so great. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. A sound, amen. It's gonna, we gotta look for that sound, hear that sound, amen. We want that sound to come, praise God. We want the move of God from the Holy Spirit to come, amen. Because that's when things are gonna happen, praise God. If you noticed here, when the sound came and when the wind blew, then there was a manifestation of that, okay? How many know when the Holy Spirit comes and the anointing of God comes and the manifestation comes, something's going to happen in the church? Amen. It might be different than the last time, but something's going to happen. Amen. When God shows up, things happen. Amen. Well, here when the Holy Spirit came, this was the day of Pentecost. We're getting close to approaching literally again the day of Pentecost, all right? What happened? It said the Holy Spirit came and filled them all. Amen. See, they were all filled because why? They wanted to be filled. See, the Holy Spirit will come here too, but if you say, oh, I don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, or I don't believe in speaking in tongues, you know what? The Holy Spirit ain't going to make you do anything. But if you're willing and you're open and you receive what the Word of God says, you know what? You'll get filled. Amen. You'll get anointed. Praise God. You'll get the power in your life. Amen. It's not demonic to speak in tongues. You know, there's churches that say that speaking in tongues is demonic. That's the devil trying to put down what's in the Word, the truth. Okay? It's for us today. Amen. So when the Spirit of God comes, when a sound from heaven comes, and the Spirit of God is moving, you know what? Things are going to happen. Praise God. In this case, they all got filled and they all began to speak in tongues. Okay? I'm not going to get hung up on just that. When the Spirit comes, you're going to prophesy. Anybody with me today? Amen. When the Spirit comes, you're going to lay hands on the sick and they're going to recover. Hallelujah. Anybody want that here today? Amen. That's what we're talking about. We got to hear the sound though. Amen. We got to see it, see the move of the Spirit. We got to want it today. Amen. How has it come? Through praise and worship. More worship. Okay? Why am I encouraging our praise and worship team to get more live? Because I want to get to that. Amen. Nothing wrong with tapes. Nothing wrong with the way we do things. But you know what? We can only go so far that way. How many know what I'm talking about? We want to be able to flow. We want the Spirit to flow. Amen. So we need that to happen. We need to have worship that can continue on if we feel God is saying to do that. Amen. Because worship brings the glory of God. Amen. He inhabits what? The praises of His people. He wants our worship today. And when we give it to Him, there's going to come some suddenlies. Amen. I was talking to Philip earlier, praise God. And I'm not trying to put him on the spot. You know, I said, how you doing? And he said, the same, okay? And he told me, he said, it's been pretty much the same for 20 years. But you know what? One day could become a suddenly. Amen? How many believe that today? You know, God is still in the healing business, praise God. Just because it didn't happen right now, that doesn't mean it ain't going to happen. If you continue to trust and believe, and we don't understand why God heals some people and He doesn't heal others, that's for Him to decide, amen? But He tells us what? To pray and lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. It didn't say maybe, amen? Oh, hallelujah. So when the sound comes and the Spirit of God begins to move, you know what? Something is going to happen when the glory of God and His presence hits the church, okay? Suddenly, let me show you an example of this. I don't have time to get into many. But in Acts 9, verse 3, this is about Saul. It says, and as he journeyed, he came near Damascus. Now listen, and suddenly, hallelujah, there shined round about him a light from heaven. Saul was on his way to Damascus, amen? How many know the story? He was going to kill the Christians, amen? But what happened? Suddenly a light from heaven. Where did it come from? I want you to understand, from heaven. The light came down on Saul, amen? And it what? Changed him, hallelujah. One day he's going to kill Christians, and now he's going to get saved and be the greatest apostle that we've ever seen. When? Suddenly. Hallelujah. Today, I don't care what's happening in our lives. It might not be looking good in some of your situations, right? But you got to continue to trust and believe God, because all of a sudden, suddenly it's going to change. Hallelujah. If you believe, amen. My God, somebody got to get excited with me here today. Hallelujah. Suddenly a light from heaven, a visitation from heaven, God's glory and manifestation came on Saul and eventually became Paul. You know the story. Oh, hallelujah. Let me go on here. Praise God. Go back to Acts 2. I want you to look at here, verse 17 to 21 in Acts 2. Hallelujah. Somebody getting something today. Amen. You see how excited I am today? And yesterday I was ready to throw up. Why? Because of the anointing. Amen. The Spirit of God, right? Hallelujah. In verse 17 to 21, let's read this in Acts 2. Because this is what is happening and is going to happen in a greater way in these last days. And you better be ready because you're a part of it. Hallelujah. It says, and it shall come to pass when in the last days. How many believe we're in the last days? How long or how far we are in the last days? No one's real sure, but I think we're getting closer and closer. All right? The clock is getting closer to midnight. Okay? Some have said it's like 5 minutes to 12. All right? I think that could be, and then again, I'm not sure. But in the last days, it says, saith God. Who said it? God. Amen. I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Oh, hallelujah. And look what's going to happen. Because there's going to be what? A sound. Amen. The move of God is going to come. He says, I'm going to pour out my Spirit on all flesh. And look at what you're going to do. Your sons and your daughters are going to go home. Is that what it said? No. It says, your sons and your daughters shall what? Prophesy. Oh, hallelujah. But you got to want to prophesy. Amen? If you don't want to prophesy, God's not going to make you prophesy. But the anointing of God in the last days is going to be on all of us. It's a gift of the Spirit that if you want God to speak through you, you can do it. How many have prophesied here before? Let me see your hands. Come on, I know some of you have. Why aren't you raising your hands? Come on. Amen. All right. There's more of you. You're being timid. You shouldn't be timid. You should have raised your hand right away. Be blessed that God speaks through you. Amen. The last days, you're going to prophesy. Who? The sons and daughters. We have any sons of God here? How about daughters of God? That's you and me. Amen. And in verse 18 it says, and on my servants, any servants of God here? Man, I think everybody's covered. It says that on my servants, meaning men's servants, and on my handmaidens, meaning women's servants, he says here, well, let me back up here because I missed the part. In verse 17, it says that you will prophesy. Then it says, and young men shall what? See visions. Hallelujah. And your old men shall dream dreams. And when? The last days. Hallelujah. We're going to have young men, and that means young women too. All right? God's going to give you visions. Amen. All right? And it says here, the old men or the seasoned men, the mature men, are going to dream dreams. Any of our seasoned men here have had dreams from the Lord recently? Can I see your hands? Anybody? Because you're going to have them. You say, well, why should the old men or the seasoned men have the dreams? Because they probably are not going to be able to fulfill it. They're going to let the young men know what it is so they can do it. Because when you get older, you can't do what you're younger. Amen? But God's going to give you dreams. Amen? Not just the old men. Young men will get the young men and the old men. This is for everybody, okay? But he's making a point here, is that you're going to be prophesying in the last days, and you're going to see visions and have dreams. Amen. I get dreams from the Lord. I do. And it's not from the pizza. Amen. I know when it's a dream, and it's because of the burrito that I ate last night. All right? But then I know when it's from God. Amen. How many are with me today? I've had dreams where God showed me certain people and what they were doing, and those dreams are to make me do something, to pray for them, intercede for them, or go talk to them. Anybody ever had a dream like that? Come on, I know you have. Praise God. Visions and dreams. Oh, hallelujah. I'm really kind of getting ahead of myself here in a way, but again, do you want to have these though? You got to want to, okay? You got to say, Lord, I want to have dreams. When you go to bed, say, Lord, give me dreams. Speak to me while I'm sleeping. Hallelujah. He'll do it, church, and you'll know it's Him and not what you ate the night before. Amen? All right? He'll show you. Praise God. See, vision. Young men have vision today. How many know what I'm talking about? I'm a young man. I'm 48, but I'm young. Amen? It's how you think in your mind what old is. You can be 75, and you don't have to consider that old. It's what do you say? Amen? Yeah, your body might be older, but how's your spirit? Amen? How's your soul? Amen? Do you still have that fervency for God? Amen? See, vision. You got to have vision. Praise God. Let me read you a scripture real quick before we go on here. In Proverbs 29, you don't have to turn there. I'll read it real quick to you. Proverbs 29:18, it says, where there is no vision, the people what? Perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy he is. So you need to have vision. Okay? And what are you talking about, Pastor Rich? Well, There's all kinds of visions that God gives us, okay? Different kinds of dreams, and I don't have time to get into all that, but you know what I'm talking about. As far as visions in the Old Testament, Abram had vision from the Lord. He tells him what to do, where he's got to go, okay? We see Jacob had visions from the Lord. Then when we talk about dreams, we see Jacob again had dreams, okay? And how about Joseph? Joseph was called what? The dreamer. Amen? And how about Pharaoh? Pharaoh had dreams. He didn't understand them. Well, that's why Joseph was there. Amen? So dreams and visions, they're important. Okay? We need to have them. And they're going to happen in these last days more and more. Praise God. Prophecy is going to happen more and more in these last days. Hallelujah. Let me move on here. Praise God. Verse 19 of Acts 2. It says, "And I will show wonders in heaven above." Oh, hallelujah. "And signs in the earth beneath." Now listen to what he says here. He's describing some things to us. Amen. He says, blood and fire and vapor of smoke is going to happen when? In these last days. Oh, hallelujah. I'm going to get to a point in a second here. "And the sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood, before that great and notable day of the Lord." Let me stop right there. There's going to be wonders and signs from heaven and in the earth. How many know we're experiencing that right now? Amen. I brought the paper today, okay? What does it say here? This is the Tribune on the front page. It says, Volcanic ash forces Obama to miss the funeral. All right? What happened? Well, you had to hear about it in Iceland. There was a volcano eruption, right? And ash erupted from this volcano. Not only ash, but the smoke and everything. It went up 3 miles, it said. It's still 3 miles into the air, in the heaven. And you know what? No airplanes could fly anymore. The fly zone was cut off. It's been like that, what, 3 days at least already? Or more, okay? This is what? A wonder and a sign, okay? God is going to get our attention, hallelujah. Not only us as the church, but He's going to get the attention of the world, amen? Like we've gone through with the economy, right? Things struggling, things happening. You know what? Those are signs and wonders. We read it here of what's going to happen. We've had what? Tsunamis hit. Earthquakes and all over this year, right? Haiti and all the different places. China just had an earthquake. Amen? In the last days, these things are going to do what? Increase. Right? Oh, hallelujah. Next page on this, it shows it. If you want to see this later, it says, "Ash casts a pall over Europe." Okay? The airline industry is losing $200 million a day because they can't fly into Europe. Let me tell you something, church. If God wants to get our attention and stop things, He can do it, what? Suddenly. Hallelujah. Amen. God is still in control. Amen. Not the government. Amen. Not one person or things that control this world. God is still in control. And you know what? He'll put a halt to what's happening here if He wants to. Amen. But look at this. He says here in verse 21, after these wonders and these signs are going to hit in the last days like never before, it says, "And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." You know what that tells me? Many are going to be saved in these last days. Many, okay? No, not everybody. Not everybody's going to understand. Not everybody's going to cry out to God, but many. Hallelujah. Suddenly, churches that have been empty for years, all of a sudden people are going to be running to the church. What's going on? Amen. I believe even what was said Wednesday night on the video, our government, you know, they're not looking to us for answers. But there's a day coming where they're going to come to the church and say, "What are we supposed to do right now? We don't understand it." Amen. That pride spirit is coming down. Hallelujah. And God is going to work in these last days. Suddenly, stuff's going to happen. All right? We got to be ready, church. Amen. I don't know how long it's been since Oriole's been actually packed out, okay? And we're working to see it happen again. But you know what? It could happen like this. Suddenly. All of a sudden, like last week, you didn't expect as many people here that we had, right? We were close to getting to half full. Just think, when we're full, you're going to have to come here early to get a spot to park. And if you want your same seat again, you're going to have to come early, because otherwise someone else is going to take your seat and you're going to get mad. You're going to say, what are you doing in my seat? And they're going to say, I don't see your name on this chair here or on the pew. How about it, Eric? You're going to say, hey, that's my spot. Get out of there. No. That's a good thing. Amen. For some of you, I don't know why you come late. And God deal with you, because you shouldn't miss the praise and worship. That sets up the whole service. But if you keep coming late when God does a suddenly here, you may have to go upstairs to see what's happening. I'm just being honest, okay? Suddenly. Oh, hallelujah. Yesterday we were at this men's meeting and we got to share with some of these men, and it's just tremendous. Everybody's going through something today, okay? It's either no job or my family's broken up. You know, there was a man at our table. He lost his wife and his kids. And now he's praying to God to restore all that, because he lost his job. And he shared with us that, you know what? He wasn't spending time at home. Softball was more important than being with the kids than with his wife. How many know what I'm talking about? So eventually, what was important and special to him got taken away, because we had, you know, wrong order in our life. How many know it's supposed to be God first and then family second? And then your job and ministry and all that comes in line. But it's God, then family. It's not family, then God. It's God, then family. Okay? Everything else comes in order. People are going through stuff. But you know what? Suddenlies are coming. Amen. Things are going to change. Okay? I don't know the time frame. This is the word of the Lord, church, okay? This was given to us over and over at this conference from different ones that we're seeing a shift. There's going to be a shift, okay? How quick it happens, God only knows. But God wants us to prepare, okay? I'm going to read you one more scripture here, and then we're going to wrap up here today. Turn with me quickly to Haggai chapter 2. I'm going to bypass some of these scriptures I had because I don't have the time. You say, where are you going? Haggai. That's right. One of the minor prophets. Amen. It's not minor, though. They only call minor prophets because they're not big books. There is no minor prophet. How many know that? You're either a prophet or you're not. Amen. It's important. But in Haggai, I want you to hear what is said here. Amen. In Haggai 2:7-9, I'm going to do this quickly here with you. Amen. It says, and I will shake all nations. How many know there's a shaking going on right now? I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory. Hallelujah. Saith the Lord of hosts, the silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts, and the glory, somebody say glory today, of this latter house shall be what? Greater than the former. Hallelujah. Saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place, how about this place, Oriel Christian Assembly, amen? And in this place, I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. God says, I'm going to shake the nations in the last days. It's happening already. People are shaking with the economy. What am I supposed to do? I got a phone call this week from a family. I don't know who they are, and they don't know us. And she says, I was told to call the churches for help because we're not working and we don't have money for our bills. We need help. I said, wow, we're just trying to make it here. Amen. We're keeping afloat here because God's hand's on us. But we don't have money to help outsiders. Okay? Not that I don't want to. Of course I'd love to. But my number one is to help you. Because you come here, amen? Because this is your church, and if you need help, we'll try to help you. But, I mean, outsiders are calling us. That's not the first time I got a call. and said, Pastor Rich, you know, they don't know me. Can you help us? People are crying out. People are shaking, okay? They don't know where to run. They're not running to the government anymore because the government is running out of answers. How many know what I'm talking about? And the answers they thought they had, they ain't working too good either. It says here, I will shake all nations. He says, the silver and the gold is mine. How many know God owns it all today? You know, I'm not trying to kick the government today. I'm not. I'm behind our government. But I want, you know, like all of us, we want to see them do good, right? And all the money that has been spread out and, you know, to help and do this and do that. You know, the motive is good to help people, but how we're doing it, I just wonder. But you know what? They need God. They need the wisdom of God. It's hard to be in government. It's a difficult position, okay? President Obama, we got to pray for him. That's the hardest position you can have, okay? You might say, oh, being a pastor of a church is difficult. Yeah, it is. It's a difficult position, but the president of the United States, woo! You talk about some responsibility on you. Okay? You need to pray for him. Amen? Pray for him. Pray for his administration. Pray for the governments on the local, federal, state, and local. Right? They need our prayers. But God says, the money's all mine. I own everything. We need to know that today. And here's the part that's a blessing. He says, the glory of the Lord is going to be greater in the last days than in the former days. Okay? He was telling this to Israel, but it's prophetic for me and you today as the church, all right, that the glory of God in these last days is going to be greater. The move of God, the manifestation of God is going to be greater than ever before. How many believe that today? So we want to hear the sound. Amen? We want to feel the wind blowing. Amen? Because we want to see the miracles happen. Amen? We want to see people healed. We want to see people delivered of drugs. Amen? Wednesday night he was sharing on a video that people, he has seen people as he travels. People have been healed and delivered of drugs and different things where usually it takes time for you to come off that stuff. But literally, instantly, people were healed. Miraculously. Because God can do it. Amen. He's God. Right? It's going to happen. He says, this glory, meaning His anointing, His manifestation, is going to be the greatest that we've ever seen. And that will usher in the Lord when He comes back. And He says, look, I am going to give you peace. And in the Amplified Bible, it also means there, I will give you peace and also give you prosperity. Why do we say that here? Pache. Because we want it. We need peace, right? Well, God says, in my house, you're going to have peace. If you're following me, you're walking after me, if your life is in my hands, you know what? In the last days, even though things are going to shake, and I told you this at the beginning of the year, I said, you know what? That word the Lord gave me was spoken there in Florida. That in the last days, or in this year, that we need to what? Trust the Lord and fear the Lord. Why? Because things are about to happen that if you're not with God, you might be shaken a little bit. Okay? That was the Lord that He gave me that word. And He said, if you would just do that, trust me and fear me, that you know what? Blessing will be on you. An increase will be on you. Even though the world might be running here and there and don't know what's going on. But you as the body should know what's going on. This is the last days. I've told you, don't be surprised that we're going through what we're going through. It's going to probably get worse. I'm not telling you this to scare you, but you got to be ready. If you're reading your Bible, you'd be ready today. Amen? God has a greater anointing and glory that's coming. I got to stop right there. I know time is late. We're going to do a song before we close out today. I want you to stand with me. And this is one of the songs that they kept doing at the conference. It's called Let It Rain. Hallelujah. How many today wanted to rain in here? the Spirit of the Lord to reign. Amen. We're going to play this song. And I know you don't know it, and I've asked Rose to try to learn it, and hopefully the praise and worship team could begin to play it, because we want it to reign here. We want the Holy Spirit to flow here, to breathe on us. Amen. So let's play it, guys. Amen. And then we'll pray.